Every day with Jesus. The Beatitudes. Day 167. Peace in our time.
Bible reading from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by His blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through Him? For if, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life? Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation.
We have come now to the seventh positive attitude that makes for good spiritual and mental health. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. From Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. This beatitude seems to have a special relevance to the age through which we are passing. For if there is one thing the world needs at this moment, it is peacemakers. Our generation has never known peace worldwide. One authority says, "During most of our recent history, the air has been filled with rumblings of pending war until today, at the so-called peak of scientific enlightenment. The menace of a global conflict threatens our atomic age with suicide. The uncertainty caused by being on the brink of nuclear confrontation, despite the end of the Cold War between the East and West, has taken its toll on people of all nations, spiritually and psychologically. Studies show that living in a generation which has the power to annihilate itself in global destruction has a crippling effect upon the minds of thousands, if not millions of people. There was never a time when peacemakers were as important as they are now, and more are standing up to be counted on the side of peace. The peace organizations report increasing memberships, and there are attempts to alert the world to the need for international treaties continues to gain the attention of every section of the media. Yet how strange that most of those who are so concerned for peace between nations fail to see the need for peace between themselves and their Creator. The solemn truth is that no man or woman can become a peacemaker, at least in the biblical sense of the word, until they have found peace within their innermost being.
We first need peace with our Creator. O my Father, help people to come to the realization that before they can enjoy the peace of God, they must first enjoy peace with God. In Jesus' name, amen.